Welcome back to His Time. This morning, our special guest for the second segment is Tim Hetzner from Lutheran Church Charities. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are things going out there at Lutheran Church Charities today?
Well, we've been keeping busy.
Yeah, I bet. What's the latest? What are the current things that you're working on?
Well, we're still doing disaster response work down in Washington, Illinois. Just had a group of 175 people down there working in that community, still clean up from that tornado that went through back in November. So working down through our church, Our Savior's down there, Reverend Tom Heron.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing that. The dogs have been all over the place between visits and suicides and deaths, and we're looking at what we can do out in Washington right now with the mudslide out there. So that's in the works of what we may do, or how
sure.
we can assist or help them out there. Working with Reverend Ron Morris at King of Glory out there. He's the district disaster response person out in that district. We've been in schools with tragic deaths. We've been with first responders for 3 days from a fire that they got called out to in Oak Lawn, Illinois. It was a fire with four people that were killed, and not from the fire, actually. We found out it was a murder death of three of the family people, and then the uncle took his own life right in front of the fire chief.
Wow.
So that's why we spent 3 days with the first responders that were on the scene for that house fire and deaths, as they dug out the body of the five-year-old that was down in the basement. Really a tragic thing for those first responders to have gone through that.
Very much so. Did you bring the comfort dogs?
Yes. We had the comfort dogs there for 3 days, because with first responders, because they're on various shifts, we spent 3 days out there with them to catch all of the first responders with the dogs. We had five dogs out with them.
How do you're constantly dealing with tragedies and disasters. How do you do that on a regular basis and not just be completely overwhelmed?
Well, we do a lot of debriefing.
Mm-hmm.
We keep the focus on serving the people that have been victimized or have suffered a loss. And we talk with each other and just debrief. And by the grace of God, just be consistent in listening to people and sharing that mercy and compassion and praying with people and helping people in that process of dealing with whatever the crisis or disaster is. And the mercy and the compassion and love of Christ certainly is a healing agent, both to them and for us as we minister to them.
Can you share with us a little bit about some of the response that you've received from those you've cared for, and especially those who have been experienced the companionship and the comfort from the comfort dogs?
Well, gosh, where do I begin? Actually, I'll begin with one that's close to you guys down in Warrenton, Missouri, at the Warrior Ridge Elementary School, where they had a first grader and other family members was tragically murdered. And this is a public school, and they called us if we would come in with comfort dogs. And so we brought dogs down. We deployed actually two of our dogs that are out in Joplin, Missouri, that we placed out in Joplin when they had the tornado that went through their town. Reverend Meck came in with his wife and Jackson and Louie, and then we have a dog down in Concordia, Missouri right now that's placed there. And so they came in and spent time with the first graders that were dealing with the loss of a student, a classmate, and with the staff at the school. And it was interesting what branched out from that, and that was kind of the interesting way of how God works, because whenever we go into a situation like that, we have little soft, little stuffed dogs that we handout we give out to the students before we leave, which we have found has been very effective in continuing that presence with them, and it gives them something to hold on to and something to hug. And so when our Lutheran Church Charities dogs leave, they have a stuffed dog with them. And we barely were out of there when we started getting calls from some of the first responders in that situation, asking if we could send some dogs to them. And in fact, got a beautiful letter from one of the ladies that we had never met that was on the helicopter that transported the boy to the hospital. And she shared how, you know, this was one of the worst experiences she had ever been part of and witnessed. And she happened to be a Missouri Synod Lutheran. And then she had written a beautiful letter, thankful that we had been able to be in that school. And again, we always work through one of our local Lutheran churches. And down there in Warrenton, it was at St. John Lutheran, who, by the way, pastor's wife was a bus driver for that school, and he had several teachers in his church from that school. So he was indirectly affected in his congregation by this tragic death. But she asked if we could send a couple comfort dogs to her and those that assisted her in the transporting the one boy to the hospital that later then died. So it's there's always a ripple effect that comes out of it, and just shows you how God in His Spirit works. So it's not just visiting a classroom of kids, but all the people that were affected because of the tragedy in that town. And we get posts on because all of our dogs have their own Facebook pages, so we get posts on those pages about people and thanking us and just nice little Christian notes of how nice it was to have a Christian presence in this public school in helping these kids. And comments from Lutherans that it was nice that there was a Lutheran presence also, besides the Christian presence of mm-hmm. showing that Lutherans actually care about people and we're mercy and compassion is what we're about.
Absolutely, bringing just that comfort, that compassion, in a setting where it might not necessarily seem likely that someone who's a Christian or a Lutheran might show up, but that's exactly where we're called to be, right?
Exactly, and I think you know the beauty of God's creatures with these dogs is the dogs are the bridge that brings us in. Mm-hmm. Somehow, in the non-Christian world, dogs are safe. And so by bringing the dogs, and we always say, you know, we are a Christian ministry. We don't hide that. All of our dogs have business cards, and they all have a Bible verse unique to that dog on their business card and all that. So it's not hidden. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like, you know, we have comfort dogs, period. We have Christian comfort dogs, we tell people, so that we bring in because they are the bridge to connect with people and help people heal. And of course, our handlers are all Christians and Lutherans that come in, and we bring that presence of Jesus Christ to people. And that's the key about being there with people. And being present with people and listening to people and showing up. You know, the people in that school in Missouri were, you know, the other touching part for them was here was Pastor Meck and two of their dogs that have been serving that Joplin community for, you know, 2 years now. And here they drive 5.5 hours to come in to be with these students.
Well, with just about 2 minutes left, Tim, can you share with us what are there current needs that you have with Lutheran Church Charities?
Well, we always because when we come into situations and we never come in where we're not invited, and you know, we always work through one of our churches, we never charge those we serve. So if we come into a community, we pick up our own transportation, meals, hotels, whatever. And we rely on donors to help support us being able to do that so that we don't ever have to be in a spot where we can't come in because we don't have the money. So we rely on people to help cover the travel costs of when we're deployed out with the dogs. And that's been a real help and a real blessing to be able to do that. And, you know, we don't pay the people that come in. But like in the case with Joplin and Concordia, we covered their expenses, you know, their straight gas and hotels and meals while they were there, so that it's not a burden on them. They give of their time. And of course, that Lutheran Christian presence is so very important because it, to a lot of people that aren't churched, it shows them that it dispels a misconception many people have that Christians are always out there trying to get you, trying to get what you got. And this shows that Christians are people who serve, and we are givers, and we're transmitters of that mercy and compassion of Christ. And we do that free, and we do that because that's what it means to be a Christian.
Absolutely. That's what we are given to do.
Exactly.
We've been speaking with Tim Hetzner, president of Lutheran Church Charities, on Acts of Mercy and the work of the Comfort Dogs. Tim, thanks so much for being our guest today on His Time.
Hey, and God bless the ministry at KFUO. I just so am impressed with what you guys are all doing and the outreach that you have with that. So keep up the great work.
Thanks so much. And to find out more, go visit LutheranChurchCharities.org. And we'll continue to check in with Tim from time to time. Stick around for more His Time. We're going to study the daily lectionary coming up in just a little bit right after this.